Growing up in the suburbs of Tampa, the only chickens I experienced came pre-packaged from Publix. But in the neighborhood I grew up in, we had peacocks. Peacocks that were leftovers from the time when the neighborhood was an orange grove. And in their retirement from the orange groves, they became part of the local wildlife. And life in this neighborhood adjusted to their presence. I can remember growing up having to wait for peacocks to cross the road, and that with their long tails, you'd be waiting a while. I can remember at dusk the call of a peacock being heard around the neighborhood. I remember going to the lake and seeing in one of the trees a peacock. And of all the memories that I have of the neighborhood peacocks, one story really sticks out in my mind. One day when I was about 10 years old, I was looking out the back window of the house into the backyard when all of a sudden a little peacock went running across the yard as fast as it could go. And about 1 second behind it, in pursuit, was our cat, Maxie. And so the bird was running literally for its life, and they were running across the yard. And after a moment, they disappeared around the corner. A couple seconds later, I see Maxie running the opposite direction. And in pursuit of her is this very big, angry peacock, which I can only assume is Mama Peacock, in pursuit of her. On Friday, in New Zealand, we hear the story about 50 worshiping Muslims losing their life. And in response to the violence, police in major cities like New York and Chicago deployed police officers to protect mosques because they were afraid that a follow-up attack was coming. The shooting in New Zealand is a reminder to me that there are people in this world who desire to hurt others, individuals who prey on their neighbors. And hearing about this predation, whether it comes in a form of violence, abuse, or exploitation, is hard to hear. And in response to hearing these stories, I think it's easy to ask, where is God in all of this? And so in the midst of tragedy, I think our gospel story feels appropriate. It tells us that while some in our world are like Herod, they're like foxes, they prey on others. Christ is like a mother hen. Christ desires to gather his children together, desires to protect them from those who will prey upon them, and is willing to act in defense of them, even at the risk of his own life. And that's exactly what Christ does. He dies on the cross in order to save us. And in this sacrifice, we see the greatest type of love. A love that lays down its own life for another. A love that is divine. A love that seeks to protect others. And as followers of Christ, we are God's children who are called to live this love of Christ. Be a community that not only celebrates Christ's love for us, but a community who shares the love of Christ. Called to be a place where others feel safe and loved. A community that is called to be like Christ, willing to risk ourselves for the sake of others. If we've been honest with ourselves, the church in the United States recently has not done a very good job of this. Over the past couple of months, we've heard news of children being abused both in the Roman Catholic Church, but also in the Southern Baptist Convention, where leadership knew of this abuse and then moved the clergy around so that it could happen again. And it hurts to hear those stories. It hurts to hear not only of the abuse, but hear of a church that allows for the abuse to continue. That when the church finds out of it, turns a blind eye to it. It hurts. And it hurts in such a way that it becomes this overshadowing stain on the church. It overshadows all the wonderful things the church does, the homeless ministries, the care of them, the caring of the dead, the caring of the grieving, the hurt. That churches are places where people come for things like Alcoholics Anonymous. And it makes people wonder about the church community. Is it really a safe place? And in this hurt and in our story, I think we get an image that as a church, we are called to aspire to more for ourselves. We aspire for the church to be more like Christ each day and become a place and a people who stick up for those who are vulnerable in our society. People who protect those who are at the most risk for danger. That when others want to do harm, we gather together to protect. And I have to tell you, this is a very dangerous idea. Because if I'm honest, life is dangerous and can be scary. It's full of disease, natural disasters, individuals who prey on others. It's kind of scary out there. And in the midst of these scary things, in the midst of the moments where we feel like we're running and we don't know what to do, we don't know where to turn, we have to remember our faith. That while we may not always be able to see God, we may not always know where God is in location to us, we have to remember that Christ is like the mother peahen. Christ will emerge to save us from eternal death and gather us into his kingdom. That the Christ we have is a Christ who promises life. So while it is scary, while we worry what will happen, we remember that life is to come and that we are under the love of God. Amen. Please.